what DeFi security platforms actually do, and why audits are no longer enough short. Answer: modern DeFi security platforms are not a magic shield. They are the layer that sits between a one-time audit and a live protocol that can still fail through bad permissions, bad Oracle config, bridge assumptions, or slow incident response. The old DeFi security model was simple. Get an audit, publish the report, launch the contracts, and hope nothing critical was missed. That model was always incomplete. It is even less enough now. A live protocol can still break after launch because of an admin key mistake, a bad Oracle update, a faulty market configuration, a bridge dependency, or a governance payload that looked routine until it executed on-chain. Security platforms have grown around that gap. They do not replace audits. They cover the parts audits never could. What security platforms actually cover, the easiest way to think about modern DeFi security is as a stack, not a single service. Layer: what it does, what goes wrong without it. My: code review and audits, checks contract logic before launch, bugs ship into production, monitoring and alerts, watches live contract behavior and on-chain anomalies. Teams find out after funds are already moving, permissions and upgrade controls, tracks who can change what and how quickly. One bad admin action can rewrite system risk. Oracle and market configuration checks, catches bad pricing and collateral settings, lending markets misprice assets or seize the wrong collateral. Incident response tooling helps freeze, pause, or limit blast radius. Teams see the exploit but cannot act fast enough. The point is not that every protocol needs the same vendor. The point is that real security now comes from coverage across these layers. Audits still matter, but they are. The starting line audits remain the first filter. A serious protocol still needs experienced reviewers looking through core contracts before money touches them. But an audit is a snapshot. It says what the code looked like at review time. It does not guarantee that. The same logic will be used in production months later. A later upgrade will preserve the same assumptions the Oracle configuration is correct. The admin roles are safe. A bridge dependency will behave the way the protocol expects. That is why audit-only thinking ages badly. Some of the ugliest DeFi failures came not from a subtle bug hidden forever in the launch code, but from something changed after launch. The real shift, from static review to live monitoring. One of the clearest changes in the stack is real-time monitoring. Platforms like Forta built networks of detection bots that watch on-chain activity for suspicious behavior. The simplest use case is alerting. A sharper use case is letting wallets, dashboards, or protocol teams use those signals before approving or responding to a transaction. OpenZeppelin has pushed the same general direction through its Defender monitoring stack, where teams can watch admin actions, contract events, relayer activity, and abnormal state changes instead of waiting for a postmortem. That does not mean the protocol is now safe. It means someone has a chance to notice the problem while it is unfolding instead of after the treasury is gone. Permissions are a security layer, not just DevOps. A lot of teams still talk about permissions as if they are an internal engineering concern. They are not. They are one of the biggest parts of protocol risk. If a protocol can upgrade core contracts, quickly change Oracle sources, alter liquidation parameters, add new collateral, move treasury assets, then the security question is not just, is the code good? It is also, who controls those actions? How many signatures are required? How long the time lock is? Whether monitoring exists around those actions, many users never inspect this layer. They should. A protocol with a decent audit and weak permission controls can still be a bad risk. Oracle security is where routine changes turn dangerous. Oracle problems are one of the clearest examples of why security moved past audits. The contract may be fine. The pricing path may not be. A protocol can break because the wrong feed is connected, a wrapper is configured incorrectly, a ratio feed is treated like a dollar price, a stale value propagates through liquidations. That is why Chainlink's own documentation around OEV and Oracle design matters beyond price freshness alone. Oracle infrastructure is not just a data feed. It is a risk surface. We have already seen what happens when this layer fails. In Moonwell's CBETH Oracle incident, the market did not need a sophisticated exploit contract. It needed a bad price and a few minutes. Incident response is part of the product. The market still underrates response speed. A protocol can have a good audit, good monitoring, sane permissions, and still lose a lot if the team cannot act fast enough. This is where pause controls, caps, withdrawal restrictions, staged rollouts, and emergency governance procedures stop looking like boring operations work and start looking like the actual product. The hard question is not, can your protocol detect a problem? It is, what happens in the first 5 minutes after detection? Quick test, before depositing into any DeFi protocol, check 5 things: audit recency, upgrade keys, time locks, Oracle design, and whether there is any visible monitoring or incident response process at all. If you cannot answer those, you are trusting the label more than the system. What this means for crypto card users. The card angle is usually indirect, but it is real. If a card program uses DeFi liquidity, wallet abstraction, on-chain collateral, or stablecoin settlement layers, then some part of your spending flow depends on protocol security. That does not mean every cardholder needs to become a smart contract analyst. It does mean the security model behind the balance matters more than glossy card marketing. This becomes even more important in areas like self-custody cards, yield-linked spending setups, protocols where card balances or collateral sit inside on-chain strategies rather than a plain custodial ledger. The simple rule is that security claims should map to specific controls. Audited is not enough on its own.